have a backup plane go to Detroit?
The two reasons are, one is you have very bad communications on this thing, and if you decide to go someplace else or were called to, why, you wouldn't have any Secret Service with you. You'll have three.
Well, I've got more than I need now, so I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to charge these poor little government people that work for Civil Service to make a lot of big foolish plans. I've been flying that plane for years around here, and I don't see any reason why you got to have another one coming around messing us up. It's got no better communications on it.
No.
We're not going to be but an hour or so on either of these trips. Going from Detroit to Minneapolis is not over an hour or so, and from here to Detroit. Now, what I want to do is take, I want to go out, Ms. Johnson, I'll pick her up. I can take,
right.
I can take three Secret Service with me.
Right, sir.
And the rest of them can go out in the morning. Let them pay their own damn way. I think it's a waste of time. I think they're going to get me killed. If they don't get me killed, they're going to let the gun go off, one of them, and kill me. Because they've got so damn many around you that you can't ever do anything. And I think we ought to make an economy study there and see how many of them you can get out of your way, because they never do anything but endanger you. They notify everybody in town what time you're coming, how you're coming, where you're coming, and how to kill you if you want to. They do everything except kill you. And if they'll just let us go and they get in the car and keep their damn mouth shut, we'll go down the back road and nobody ever knows we're there. But they get the sirens going, 40 cops leading you, and all that kind of stuff. So I don't care about hauling any more of them than necessary, because the most I've ever been in danger is when I'm with a bunch of Secret Service men. They don't know how to operate the guns. Hell, I had 10 of them out there one day, tried to kill a snake, and they couldn't kill him. They just emptied the gun at my range. So, that argument don't appeal to me that I need more than three in a Jetstar.
Right.
So that's the first argument. Now what's the second one?
Well, the communications.
Well, the communications
are
not any better on it.
And you don't worry about that hour and 15 minutes.
Not at all, and not going to be any better in the backup than they are in the one I'm in.
Yes, sir. And
I never have.
You can get along with the doctor and the rest of us.
I can take the two senators, Clifton and the doctor.
Right, sir.
I don't think the doctor's necessary, but I'll yield to y'all's judgment on that. I think it'd be just as well if he wanted to go out commercial. I don't think I'll miss him that hour.
And my other point, and this is not a problem to you, Ben, is the alternate in case something happened to the first one when we were on the ground and a valve didn't work. Or
well, that's all right. It's not going to bother me. It's a pure political campaign trip. Hell, I haven't got to the point where I can't wait an hour.
All right, sir. Well, then we can go with one.
I just don't like for these little civil service people that are buying these $100 tickets to have to waste $16,000 to $18,000 that I've raised on this kind of crap.
Right, sir. And incidentally, to this whole subject, I am getting a re-examination of these charges, because they charge two different rates, and I've asked the Air Force to come up and show me the justification for this 1958 decision. So I'm looking this all over. It may be charging us a lot more than we should be paying for these aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Vance and Mr. McNamara's viewpoint is that the political thing should be paid for four or five passengers, those who are going for political reasons. And because you're the commander-in-chief and you need communication things, they'd rather have you take the big plane, take the people that are supposed to be on your staff.
Of course they had, but they're not running for office, and they don't have to get elected.
Right.
And they're not the taxpayers and a lot of other things. And just like Valenti came in to me a while ago and said that the military is going to order this plane. I said, well, we're going to see whose order prevails. Mine or theirs. Damned if I'm going to have the military ordering anything to go to a political meeting with me unless I approve it.
That's right. We weren't going to do that without your approval.
All right. Well, I sure as hell don't approve it. I just don't think that you ought to be sending along a bunch of extra guys, and I don't want to create any excitement about it. I'm going to Mayo's Hospital, my judgment, on Saturday morning.
Right.
And if I've got to have I've got to have that bag with me all the time. Is that right?
Yes, sir. You have to.
All right.
Yeah, that's essential. And one aide can bring it on the plane.
All right.
And we'll put the rest of the people to help us on that press plane. Buy them a ticket that we need. I'm talking about a courier to help me.
Yes, or the Secret Service.
On the trip to Rochester, we want to do this sort of quietly, if I understand.
Well, do until we go in there. Now, you have to tell George in the morning so the press plane can get in Rochester.
You can take them with you.
Well, I don't give a damn whether I don't want them to go with me, but I imagine they want to.
Well, my thought was, if you wanted to do this quietly, the Coast Guard has a plane up there in that area, and we could ride out the back of the hotel and out to the Coast Guard plane and go in there, and nobody know the difference for a long time.
Oh, yeah, they'll know it, and they'll give us uncharted hell. No, I think we better tell them. I think my judgment is we'll decide on after I talk to Miss Johnson tonight.
Right.
She's in Detroit. My guess is that we'll leave here tomorrow in time to get downtown Detroit at the time they think we'll have the biggest crowd.
Right.
And I'd like to be later, but they say that they got to get there before 4:30 or something. We'll move up the time of departure. We'll stay through the meeting and get away as early as we can tomorrow night.
Right, sir.
And we'll tell George Reed in the morning, so he'll tell the press plane to get a plane. He won't have to tell them,
right.
But he'll get a press plane that can get into the Rochester airport.
Right, sir.
And they can go on. And Secret Service can go on that press plane, buy them a ticket.
Right, sir.
And they'll have plenty of people in Detroit anyway. I mean, they got an office there, and they can have two or three there. But if they want to bollocks it up, you can just put whatever number on there. There. Then when we go to Rochester, if the press plane goes with us, Secret Service can go on it, and then they'll go on out to Minneapolis.
Right.
But that's a lot different than the
16. We'll go straight to Rochester to Minneapolis on Saturday.
Yeah, we go to Detroit tomorrow night. I'd stay all night there. Now, I don't know whether the press will want to go with me or not.
Well, if they do, we'll have to get them the right kind of plane in the morning. And I think that's all right. I don't know what they'll do in Rochester, but they may want to just send a pool and get a small plane to go out there. I'll talk to Mr.
But I'm just going by and pay a social visit to my friends and schoolmates and family. This is kind of like my sister, Dr. Kane, and I'm going to get a thorough examination in Mayo's while I'm there.
Right,
not going to be in secret about it. I'll just tell them, just like I told them I had a heart attack.
Right,
and then I would get there tomorrow night, say at midnight. Yeah, the only information we don't have is how far it is from Detroit to Rochester. We got everything.
I'll check that out.
And then the next Saturday morning, I'll get an examination, stay there all day Saturday, get into Minneapolis the last time I need to make my first date.
Right, sir.
Then we'll show them that I'm physically fit by making the DFL speech and then making the dinner speech. Then we'll stay all night in Minneapolis.
Right, sir.
Then we'll get up the next morning, go to the church that Humphrey wants us to, and waste time around there. And then we'll go to the Swedes he wants to, and then we'll get on back to Washington.
Right, sir. All right.
And let's don't tell the press, though, that we're going to Rochester in case I cancel it out.
Nope.
Let's get them a plane that'll go to Rochester.
Good.
Check whatever plane it is, and it won't be very much longer to Detroit anyway.
No, sir.
Regular,
I think an Electro will go in there, and that's one of their favorite planes. And I'll check it out.
The press like an Electra as well as a jet?
Yes, sir. And it's a very comfortable plane, and it goes very, not jet speed, but very fast. And I'll check that Rochester airport.
Now, how many can we take? You see, I guess the Secret Service will have to have baggage.
Well, they've got some baggage. And my honest opinion is, and I've got that study, you know, that's 8 pages long that you asked me to get for you. That tells you exactly how much everybody can weigh and so forth. And I got it done by Major Cross. So I didn't talk through my hat on it. And you can take, Mrs. Johnson will have some baggage, of course.
Yes, and I'll have some.
And you'll have some. And the rest of us can send our baggage on the press plane. We won't have any problem with our bags. Because all we need is a pencil and paper when I'm with you. And so we can take 10 people. Possibly 11, depending on...
All right, you'll have the President, Ms. Johnson,
the Secret Service.
You have, the President, 3 Secret Service. That's going to Detroit now.
Right.
That's 4. McNamara and Hart, 6. Stabler, 7. Valenti's, 8. Clifton's, 9. Berkeley's, 10.
Right, sir. And then we'll have a place for Mrs. Johnson when she gets on.
And she gets on, we may have to cut off the Secret Service. It'll be 11 going to Minneapolis. If you can carry 11 with baggage, all right. If not, we'll cut off Secret Service and let him go on the press plane.
Now, we'll work that out.
All right,
sir.
So the only two musts are Berkeley, Clifton, and Valenti.
That's right. Those are three.
That's three. And then tell Secret Service they can have 3. But if they want to, they can go out on the press plane.
All right.
Okay.
All right.